Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
It's the season finale. Welcome to the after show of God Friend and Me. Season 1, Episode 20, Que Sera Sera. So Hay's real intentions are revealed, lawsuits are flying everywhere, and Papa Finer's getting married. Stick with us. Let's get into it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to the after show for God Friend and Me. It's the season finale, and we totally missed you guys on Sunday, but we wouldn't leave you hanging like that. So welcome to the after show. We're talking about Hay's real intentions. They're finally revealed. There's a lot of lawsuits going on, which kind of had me freaked out. And we love to see Arthur Finer all in love and getting married. So let's jump into this party. Hey, Rochelle. Hey, Mina. Sorry you couldn't be here.
We missed you so much.
Yes, but let's get this party started. So I'm Jamie Alexander, your host, and I'm so happy to have my girl.
You know, your favorite Afro-Latina, Francelis, in the building.
Oh, my God. We made it to the end of the season.
We made it to the end. Oh, my gosh. Although we've come to the end of the road. That's the jam. But, oh man, what a way to end a season.
I mean, if you're going to do a season finale, this is how you do it.
This is how you do it. We're just going to play all the jams.
We're just having fun today.
We're going to be karaoke. It's going to be a karaoke night.
Right. No, it was so good. It was wonderfully crafted, well-rounded. Everything wrapped on up the way it should.
Yes.
Definitely. I'm so excited for season two, but this episode was full.
So would you say you loved tonight? Well, Sunday night's episode.
I absolutely loved it. I thought everything was covered. All bases were covered. I know what's going on with everybody. Everything was wrapped up neatly and tightly in a bow. There was so much love. There was, of course, the tears. I mean, they just did a great job. I really enjoyed this, and it's kind of bittersweet. Like, I'm sad it's coming to an end. Yes. This is so great.
It's so interesting. I really, really loved the episode. And the interesting thing is, I'm a huge, huge Game of Thrones fan. And it was one of those things where shout out to Brandon Michael Hall, who kept, like, on social media, like, don't worry, y'all can watch us and not miss Game of Thrones. And the incredible thing on how God is on the throne always, shout out to Godfidence in the house. Boom. You know, the reality is that God Friended Me did better than Game of Thrones in terms of viewership. So shout outs to them for doing an incredible job and really like sustaining. You know, it's really, really difficult in an industry nowadays where we're just inundated with so much options now. Yeah. Like, there's over 700 TV shows on the air right now. Nice. And so to be successful and people have eyes on you is just a testament of great programming, great storytelling. So shout outs to everyone and the God Friended Me team, the writers, the cast, the crew. Thank you for giving us something to talk about, to come here and be so excited to just share with the world our thoughts and views for something that just comes naturally because we love the show.
Yeah. It's so great. This is our own little rap party.
Right. We're here
like ready to get it in. So this is so we'll just jump right into the episode. I love how it opened up with Allie like, okay, so you're fired and you're finna be fired.
Right.
They just all at the bar like, girl.
Yeah.
There was just so much going on. And so I just, you know, I love how always she's the voice of reason and the show opened up with that. So what I noticed is while Kara, Miles, and Rakesh are trying to figure this out, I'm looking at it like, this is the biggest, I don't want to say case, but whatever. This is the biggest case you guys have had thus far. Mm-hmm. And without what you've been through since season or episode one, I don't even think you would even have the guts to say, you know what? This is what we going to do. Well, we're going to find Henry Chase, even though he's been recluse. He's been gone for 10 years. He's a genius. We're going to connect him with people he hates and we're going to get this done. Like,
well,
wow.
Well, if that ain't a word, I don't know what is. Because, again, everything we've been through prepares us for where we're going.
Here we go.
You know, had Miles not gone through test after test, have been through all the things where he could grow in his faith in a way to then have the capacity to be able to handle the final, you know, of this season, the biggest... You know, it's like his David and Goliath moment. You know, like, this is, like, the biggest thing he's ever come up against. And then there are going to be parts of you that has, like, a little insecurity. Like, can you really do this? But there is a confidence that he has now that he wouldn't have had episode one, episode two. He had to go through some things. And, again, we all want the things that we want. And we get disappointed at life and the way life throws things at us. But, again... Those things prepare us for much bigger battles we don't even know are coming.
Absolutely. I mean, there was so much in this show. I'm actually going to go home and meditate on some of the stuff that I heard because it's so parallel to real life, you know, especially with the lessons and everything that you're saying, how things evolved, how you get stretched to the capacity to handle it. And another thing that I thought was cute is it's usually Kara that has to tell Miles, come on, we doing this. But she was like, wait, we're doing this. And he was like, yes. Mm-hmm. He was so sure and bold and courageous. And to me, this is the power of God. This is why we believe. This is why we study. This is why we walk in faith. So we can get to the point to be like, my yes is yes. My no, you like, yes, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. It sounds cray cray, but we're doing it.
And trusting your gut, you know, like in your gut and that voice on the inside of you is the God in you. And, you know, and I believe that that's where he got to. He used to be such an uncertain human being, and now he's certain. He's certain about what he wants. He's certain about who he wants to do it with, where he wants to go. He's found purpose in his life. Ugh, it's so good.
It's so good and so full. So we have so much to cover here. So along with that opening scene, we also open to find out that Arthur Finer did not get the bishop position. Well, which was sad. I just, you know, I called him Papa Finer because, you know, I'm a Scandal fan.
Yes,
so he's just going to always be Papa something to me. But I felt bad. But because of the way this show is set up and what we've seen thus far, I knew it would meet full circle. So it's like, the only question I had is like, why? What's going to happen? What's going to unfold? And how is he going to get to his resolution? Which ended up being wonderful as well.
There's this great quote that I've read. It says, God doesn't say no. He just says, right now, I have something better for you.
Wow.
You know, like, there, even in his, what seems like a no, there's, you know, just wait it out. I'm still going to say yes, just not right now. So it's either not right now, I have something better. You know, so it's just like, that no, although I saw it in his face, it was so disappointing. When God closes a door, it's like that picture of Jesus with the teddy bear. And it's like, you don't want to give up this thing, but there's this greater thing on the other side. Like, had that door not closed, he would have just continued this path of what he thought is supposed to be. And he would have never made this realization that there's this whole other journey he's really supposed to be on in this new chapter of his life. And who knows if he would have ever asked Trish to marry him.
Right. And what's crazy, I don't want to jump all around, but it might just be that kind of episode because we might just have to flow. But what you just said, did not every person in the episode get that same revelation?
Exactly.
There was a lot of no's. And then it was just like, oh, but here.
Right. But on the other side of every no was a greater yes.
A greater yes, far greater. So we'll get into that. So before we go too far into that, let's talk about Hayes and his real intentions, because that did throw me off. I was surprised and I was very proud of him. And I was really happy to see that after last episode, he ended up being the friend request. They were able to uncover that he wasn't doing this for money.
Right.
What a relief.
Such a good plot twist. Because I was like, man, you know, we've had, and again, we have these ideas about people and who they are. And unfortunately, we continue to relate to people as how we've known them, how they've hurt us. And God has given us grace and we've changed and made decisions. Why can't other people do so as well? And I think
that's so good.
It's so hard to see people out of the hurt and the pain. I mean, Kara said that, like, Henry is still living in this hurt and in this pain. And he can't see beyond that. So he can't even see the growth that Simon Hayes has had, the changed man that he is. And I think that happens with all of us. Like, we're definitely not the same people we were 5 years ago, even yesterday.
Yes,
and
yeah.
So it's interesting how you'll run into people that you knew years ago and they still want to relate to you as your former self and not your new self. And that's such a challenge, like you said, in life, which is what this show is a reflection of, a mirror of life.
Exactly. And I think about how they say, you know, what is in heaven will be on earth, you know, and kind of making that connection. And what I love is that the team, sometimes it's hard to do that. There were so many moments where it had to be an audible voice. Everybody needed help and support to get to that. So Henry Chase, he had the space within him to get there, but he needed the help of the team in order to understand. And that was their mission and purpose with the God account, you know, friending his enemy, so to speak, and bringing everybody together. So I just love that it was just very necessary to have a little help. And it not being so spiritual, it was tangible. It was right in front of her face. Like, I need you to come here. Right. We need to do this. I love how they use their resources. A lot of things in this episode reminded me of real life because we're both very social and we network a lot. So there's been so many times where it's like, oh, I'm gonna call my girl here because I know she knows that person did it. So they did that all through the episode, starting with Graham.
Right.
Because they were like, we need to find Henry. Right. And Graham is his homie.
Connect the dots.
Yes.
Shout outs to Jeremy Harris, who plays Graham.
And while we're giving shout outs, Derek Luke, though.
Oh, gosh. Who does not love the Derek Luke? And he a Christian man. Come on, Jesus. I love him and his wife, their testimony, their story. If you guys don't know like what Derek Luke is really about besides being an actor and you love God, look him up. Check the credits.
Right. Thank you for that. Because, you know, aside from his story, which I want to check out, too, because I don't know all the deets. I'm going to have to do that. He's such a powerful actor.
Yes.
He just came in and just.
But that's the God in him.
It is. And you can see it.
Because he is so powerful and rooted in the Lord.
Ooh.
I've heard him preach. Look, come on, Derek. God.
Henry Chase came up and showing out. I am not mad.
Yes.
So, you know, just his presence when he came and they just kind of wanted to get to the bottom of things. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I do like, so we're going to talk about Henry Chase, but one quick thing that I did make a note about that also stood out to me is when Rakesh and Miles were talking about him being in love with Kara, which was so cute. Ugh. But, you know, Rakesh was really in point. He was like, if you don't put yourself out there, you'll never know.
This is true.
And it's such a small statement, but it's something that we need to hear often because as soon as he said that, I could apply it to like 4, 5, 6, 7 things in my own life where I'm like, I know that, but I need to hear it. Yes. And that's another example where you need the help. You need a person, a homie, a team, someone appointed to say something so you can hear it with your ears and it let it resonate through your spirit. So that was something that I was really, that stood out to me. And I was just like, okay, Rakesh, you better preach on love.
I mean, you miss the shots you don't take.
Yeah, period.
That's just what it is.
Period. So it was really good for them to, you know, get with Graham, try to set him up, blah, blah, blah. What I didn't expect, but I guess I could have expected, is that Henry plotted and planned and, you know, Graham must have tipped him off that he was looking for him because that's the homie.
I mean, listen, in real life, I'll be like, yo, son, they looking for you.
Yo,
you better run now.
Right. You want to play this chess game? 5-0
just showed up to the crib.
Because they out here. They're serious. They all came to the
they're like
chess 5-0. Table.
Like, they're like undercover detectives. Right. It's ridiculous. So we've talked about it all season, how I'm like, wait a minute.
Making big asks, too. Like, do you mind getting him to do a chess game so
all
we can track
him? All up in your business.
You setting up your boy. So now they're all in, wait, you know what? I feel like I'm missing something.
Identity.
Because first, yeah, they did go to Identity Seal. But before that, this is where I don't want to miss the whole part where crap starts to really hit the fan with everyone. So after they get with Graham and Graham's going to hook him up and help him, Miles gets the call about Freeverse.
Yes.
And Freeverse pretty much lets them know that, oh, because the shenanigans y'all pulled,
right,
ain't going to be no show.
It's not happening, right.
And that was devastating.
But he leaves the meeting. He sees Priya in the car. He gets in the cab of a friend
with
he's already.
Yes.
It's just, God, a friend of me does this all the time. It just so happens. The yellow cab. And again, some people think it like it's corny or whatever, but I think it's beautiful because at the same time, there are moments like that. There are these serendipitous moments that happen in our lives. Like, what are the odds? What are the chances? And we think that it's coincidence. And I don't believe in coincidence.
Exactly.
I believe that whether it's good or bad, the things that we're faced with, you know, God is making us privy to handle those situations. You know, you run into somebody you haven't seen, either good or bad.
Yeah.
There's a reason why God needs you to see this person. There's some unfinished business there.
And what I love about it, too, is if they weren't walking in their calling or purpose, they wouldn't, if Miles wasn't where he was when he was there, none of this would be happening. Mm-hmm. So, again, there's a lot about this that spoke to me, like, the God account on the show is God, our intuition and spirit in real life. So it's like when you get the word to be somewhere or to, you know, to go to the park, to friend this person, to show up at this bar mitzvah, whatever it is, do it without asking questions. Mm-hmm. You know, so you went to the thing with Free Verse. He happens to see Priya, which happened to be around the corner from the meeting with Free Verse. So he gets in and handles that with Priya. Unfortunately, we find out she is in illness, leukemia, she said, right?
Yes.
And so while he's handling that, Kara gets a phone call. Like, oh, you thought you were out the water. You're fired. She was excited. Like, oh, but I got a book deal. Then it was like, oh, wait, no book deal.
No book deal.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. So now the whole team's getting, like, crappy information. And she was really bummed. Like, I thought I was finally going to be able to write a book. She was mad. Like, now what?
And it's not that you can't. I think that that's what I loved about the way they wrapped it up. That it's not... whatever's written for you, it's already done. Again, God is yes and amen. So the reality is it's not going to be done the way you want it, the way you think. It has to be God's will and his plan for your life. So again, she thought she was going to write the book this way. And I know we're jumping around, but I yes. really love the way Henry put it. Like, oh no, Simon Hayes put it. He said, you know, you don't need to recycle. You know,
I love that.
And what it tells me is, do you have the confidence in yourself that you can recreate or create something new? Like, I think sometimes, oh, we do something great and we doubt ourselves if we can repeat the greatness.
Or exceed it. Yeah.
Right? It's so much pressure. So it's like, well, I'll just use all of this and that'll be my book. Yes,
done and
perfect.
Done. Yeah.
No, ma'am. Like, there's so many stories in you and you did your time and your season in this place and they got that gift. Now you accelerate and up the gift. Again, new levels, new devils, but that means just increase. It means you have to expand. You have to grow. You got to get bigger. You got to stretch. And they all had to stretch.
Yes, all of them.
So much stress. Stretching, you know, like forgiveness, letting go, to let God, you know, to let people leave. And if it's yours, it'll come back. Like all those sayings mm-hmm. is all the things that were in this episode.
Yeah. And not only that, I love the way that, you know, as you were talking, I'm like, you know, I love how Simon Hayes, he was kind of a mentor a little bit in that moment because he's far beyond them. He has all these companies. He's doing this, that. But to turn to Kara and be like, yeah, you don't need to recycle all this. So how about this, girl? You know, so that's
you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, you went from not being able to halfway get an interview to getting your friend fired to all this to cleaning it up with somebody of, you know, who has a, you know, better, bigger status than you, helping you out, mm-hmm. which is, you know, so dope. So before we get into Henry Chase and the moment in Identity Seal when he's now... Simon Hayes is there, Henry Chase is there, Priya is there,
right.
and the whole God Friended Me team. Before we jump into that, you want to share something with the people?
Yes, of course. Guys, this is the last time I do this here for God Friended Me. Before we move on to our next topic, we wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we need your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you are on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much for all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yes, please tell your friends and please leave comments. A lot of the stuff that we're talking about is so parallel to real life. So if you had moments like Kara and Miles where something was that you were excited about was literally snatched from you and you didn't know what to do. Have you had, you know, people with more experience come and gift you and show you the ropes and where to go and offer you opportunities? Like, are you following your purpose when you hear your intuition or spirit move? Are you trusting it and going with it, or are you resistant to it? Because I know when I was watching this, I'd be resistant. It's easy when you're watching the show to kind of get an outlook on what's reflective in your life. Mm-hmm. And when I see how Miles moves and how, especially how powerful he was at Ali's bar, just being like, this is what we're doing. This, I'm thinking, like, that's pretty big. You trying to get this tech guru that's been hiding for 10 years. What makes you think that you're even capable? I love that. Like, that really spoke to me. So do you guys have moments where, you know, you've overcome situations like that? We'd love to hear it. So please leave in the comments so we can chop it up with you. So now we have everybody at Identity Seal, and I love that this was an opportunity for Henry to confront Simon and for him to get the real about what was going on. What did you think about that scene with all of them at Identity Seal?
I mean, it's the anticipation. It's what we've all been waiting for
this
for
whole
this
season.
Moment. Like, this whole moment. But I think that ultimately it's also like, we still don't know who's behind the God account, because the reality is it's not Henry, it's not Simon, it's not Priya. So, yes, we're going to figure this thing out, and we know that this is part of the assignment now. And I think it's interesting because it's like you have two Middle Eastern characters, one older, one younger. You have two Caucasian, and then you have two Black people. Like, mm-hmm. It's just like, and they're just flipped. And it's pretty awesome to see that. I was paying attention to that. And they're in threes. And I believe that God speaks in threes, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Mm-hmm. And so I really love the significance of making sure that they did it in threes. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that moment was just so powerful about, like, what reconciliation really looks like.
Exactly.
And what it really takes. And confrontation is part of it.
Yes.
And it can be really difficult and it can be really hurtful. But again, when you operate in love and not in offense, you know, like, Simon was very aware of how much he hurt this person.
Right.
And didn't try to sit on his high horse. Well, I.
Yep.
And I'm now, you know, he allowed himself to quote unquote be attacked. He took one in the chin for the team.
Yes.
And then did his best to speak his truth in love.
Right.
And again, you don't know how the other person is going to respond or react. And he didn't get the response that probably he was looking for or wanted. But again, you let life do a couple circles and you give people choice, free will. That's what God gave us. And so all you can do is give your peace, forgive them, and if they don't forgive you, you've done your part. You know, that's all you can ask for is that you're walking in obedience of what God has asked you to do.
Right.
And it was in his heart to do right by Henry, and that's what he did.
Yeah. And they were all on the same page with that. It was the same with Priya, even though she went against Simon Hayes to do so, and there was still this contention there. At the bottom of it all, there was just so much love. And it was nice to see that, especially from Simon, because I'd have to say, I didn't see that coming from him.
Right.
He wasn't really a jerk, but he was very strong and powerful and like, no, you're fired and we're doing this and I'm not telling you this. He's a strong personality. So that scene, there was just so much love in that room. Mm-hmm. I was just like, wow. You know, even though confrontation can be extremely uncomfortable, they were able to get to the bottom of things because they were able to face it. And the way everybody got in that room, you know, they showed up in different ways, but they showed up. So that was great. And that's another note that I made is I absolutely love the diversity because it matters.
It does.
It made the characters and the conversation extremely relatable. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel weird. Like, I don't want to say like I'm watching an episode of Friends because there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying there was just so much diversity. It felt like real life. It felt like New York.
Right.
New York is extremely diverse. So that was just a little side note. Thank you for that. So now what's happening is, so they get this save the date. And this is another part where I think Miles was very, he's just in his flow now. And he's just like, all right, we're going to a bar mitzvah. And he didn't even question why. He's just like, I know we're supposed to be there.
Right. Because, I mean, it's already been happening all season. Like,
right.
When God suggests a place or he likes a place, they know that that's where they're supposed to go. I think that what really shifted the dynamic now, because for a few episodes now, he's just been going with the flow where God takes him. I think it's about now the reciprocity of, like, you seek and you will find, you ask with faith and supplication, and you will receive what you ask for. Like,
right.
He never thought to ask God for anything.
And I love how he, yeah.
And it was like, wait a minute. I can go. I actually thought he was going to send God a message and not write on
the
God's wall.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We're still there. Still here.
Right.
So the fact that, like, he went to God's page and was like, hey, I'm trying to find Henry Chase, where, you know, and he's like, boom.
Yeah.
Central Park.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was dope.
And he was very vigilant about it. And something else that was powerful about that Central Park conversation is that Henry seems to be where Miles was in the first episode.
Right.
Like, I used to be a believer. Like, mm-hmm. You ask me to have faith? No, I'm asking you to trust me. Again, this is another point where it's just that tangible person to person. Give me some words. Give me some human something I can understand. One soul at a time. This is going to help me walk down the path to get to where I need to be. Mm-hmm. But it's just another example how, like, if you tell me to trust you, and after all, that's one thing. But if you're like, have faith, we're going to a bar mitzvah, I don't know. Especially right. If I'm in the space where it's just like, yeah, I used to believe in God. So I thought that was such a beautiful moment in the park.
Yeah. And especially because Miles can relate to death.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it was, of course, just admiring Derek Luke and his powerful acting. I was upset in the park. I felt so bad for his sister, what he was going through. I could see his walls coming down. Mm-hmm. And I really started to believe, okay. And this is, again, where Miles, when it comes to listening to God, the God account, it's just so important. Like, there was so much healing in that one scene.
Mm-hmm.
It was just wild to me. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
And then the church is the rabbi who was on the podcast and friend of his. Like, I loved it all. And I love that this show is set up in a very Cheers kind of way.
Yeah.
Where everyone knows your name. Everyone's at this bar. And this is where all kinds of people come to, including a pastor of the cloth walks into a bar and sits at the bar. Because again, there's this like negative connotation of people who are Christians or Muslim or whatever faith they walk from. But if they hold office, that there's certain spaces that they shouldn't be in.
Right.
And my thing is, we're called to the world. And why can't a pastor sit at a bar? There's a conversation that he can have, that he can minister to someone.
Exactly.
He could be at the bar drinking water. He's not necessarily drinking. And again, Jesus turned water into wine. Let's be clear.
And he ate with thieves and prostitutes and everything.
You know, again, I think, again, people like to throw stones in glass houses. So I enjoy the things that are said without being said in terms of like where they take these people and where and how they interact and the fact that his daughter's gay and mm-hmm. his son's an atheist, like truly, truly showing what it takes to love people.
Yeah.
Because the message is love. No matter what religion you're a part of, it's supposed to be about love. And
right.
if we're doing that right, there's no need to treat anyone in any other way but in kindness and in truth. We're not supposed to judge how someone else lives or behaves or that's between them and who they serve.
Yeah. And that first, you know, Miles even said it, it's about helping people, changing lives and making a difference. If you lead with that,
that's what
there's no room to, you know, sit up and judge. Like, is a pastor having a beer with it? You better let him talk to his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Because speaking of his daughter, good old Allie coming on in with the good advice told Miles, like, you need to go talk to Dad. Like, he needs you to come talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the powerful conversation they had in the pews there was also mind-blowing, because here we have, it's always been Arthur Finer really putting things in perspective for Miles. And mm-hmm. Miles has always been able to come back and have a retort.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something where Miles had a chance to remind him that maybe you weren't wrong about the way you were feeling, but you were wrong about what it was trying to tell you.
Right.
And that's something, I'm telling you, I'm gonna go home and meditate on that, because we be feeling like, I just knew I had the job. I just knew I was doing the right thing. I just knew I was in the right place. when it might not have anything to do with the actual job, the actual place? What's the intention behind it? What did you want from it? Why do you think the path is taking you this way? And being able to look beyond the circumstance. Mm-hmm. That was, Father, Son, y'all better get it.
It's powerful.
Yeah. So that was really good. I feel like I was going to say something else about, but I can't think of it right now. So everybody's happy. We have this moment where they actually attend the bar mitzvah. Miles is able to get Henry to show up. Everybody's there. His homie's the pastor or, you know, owns the temple. Mm-hmm. And we find out that the predictive analytics and what Henry Chase or what Simon Hayes was trying to do with Henry Chase's code ended up working and saving a life. Not only saving a life, but almost in the same way that Henry Chase lost his sister.
Right. No, the exact same way.
Yeah.
The exact same. It's the same place, the same kind of accident, you know, and what he created is exactly what he wanted. He wanted to create something that could he couldn't save his sister, so he wanted to create something that could prevent that from ever happening again, and that's exactly what he was able to do.
And so that's why I love this. That was such a way to wrap it up. And then, you know, before we call it a day on that, all of the stuff and the lawsuits and the chaos that we saw, people losing jobs, no book deals, no this, Rakesh didn't have a job, nothing going on. Simon was like, oh, you.
Boom, boom, boom. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
Exactly.
You get a blessing, you get a blessing, you get a blessing.
You know, and so it goes back to what you were saying about sometimes it's just not right now. It's mm-hmm. not no, but it's not right now. And mm-hmm. it's that teddy bear. It's like, mm-hmm. I thought I was going to write a book.
Right.
And it's like, you are, but right. not out of recycled material. You know, mm-hmm. I thought I was going to have my podcast. You are. Here's some money behind it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got money for yourself to get, you know, more exposure and for the company you work for. That is a blessing. Mm-hmm. Rakesh, R&D, whatever you want to do. You don't need a job. Here's mm-hmm. a department.
Right.
Like, that's just so great. Kara, she's been talking about Paris since, what, they had ice cream? Mm-hmm. The third episode, back mm-hmm. in whatever. Go to Paris, move there, write your own book, blah, blah, blah.
I'll be here when you get back.
Now, what you think about that?
You know, I do believe that saying, when you love something, let it go. And if it's yeah. yours, it'll come back. It's a very difficult thing to do. We want what we want, and we want it now.
Right.
But, you know, It's funny, my friend says favor ain't fair, but it's final. Mm. And so God's favor is final. Like, whatever is for you is for you, even when it doesn't look like that at the time. And if they're really destined to be together the way he thinks is what brought them together, which is why I love the way it ended. It's funny, we're special, but we're not.
Right.
You know, we're special in the sense that God has created us uniquely in his image. There's something so unique about you. There's no one else in the world like you. Yes, and we're all the same in the sense of we all bleed, we all hurt, we all love, we all die, we all change. And so the fact that there is another girl that got a request from God that comes up to Miles and says exactly what he said to Kara. I mean, it just goes to show that God has to do it in all of us.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so important not to get caught up in the ego and the arrogance of a platform that you're given as if you're better than anyone or that you're that special. The reality is that God gives you a platform to do just that, to help people and change and love on the world and create a better place. But it's not for you to think that, oh my gosh, you are special, but you're not.
Of course,
you
right.
know, like, hopefully you can inspire someone else to do the same and you create this infectious thing that just continues to go on. So we'll see in season 2 how Miles reacts to finding out he ain't that special.
Right. And he's not the only one. That, I mean, that is so good. I can't wait to see what happens season 2. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't really know if I have too many predictions like that. I kind of think, is Kara going... You know, I don't even want to touch it. Yeah, I don't even know. It's
if you guys have predictions, tell us. Go in the comments and tell us what you think season 2 is going to be like. Because honestly, that's what I also love about God, that like we can try to plan it out, map it out, predict it.
Right.
And it never goes the way we plan.
It doesn't. And that's one thing I love about the show is everything. They used what they had in their hands. Mm-hmm. And following the God account. They didn't try to get too creative, mm-hmm. use their mind. Oh, well, maybe it's it. Hold on. ask God, where is Henry? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to get, there's some stuff that if we just ask, we'll get, and you don't need to be too brilliant or think too hard or work too hard to be the mastermind of the situation that's right. already taken care of. Mm-hmm. Follow the signs, use what you got in your hands, mm-hmm. and let it be.
Right.
So they did an amazing job of they all did. Of that. And, you know, before we wrap everything up, what? Arthur Finer, just, you gonna propose like that? You better get your love.
Let's get married.
Yes.
It was good.
It was I'm really happy good. For him. Yeah.
He deserves it. It's been Absolutely. A long time coming, you know? And I think that that's what it's about. It's about being open and accepting and receiving whatever God's bringing to the table instead of like the resistance. And he, when the light bulb went off and he decided to just be open,
yep,
he went right through the door. I'm proud.
I am too.
I'm proud of everybody.
I'm
Good
so
job,
proud
y'all.
Of everybody. Can we just
clap it at?
Thank you. So that was pretty much it. I think we covered everything. It was really a wonderful episode, which mm-hmm. I can't say enough. It was just so beautiful. I really feel like I still want to unpack more of it because there was so much in there. But we're out of time for now. We miss you guys already.
Man, it's been an incredible, incredible ride with y'all.
Yes. So I would say catch us here same time, same place next week, but that's not going to be the case. So make sure to stay tuned to CBS. And I hope you're following the whole cast on Instagram yes. and everything so we know when we're coming back.
Yes.
You coming back? We coming back?
We'll see what happens.
Okay. Let's see what happens.
We don't know what God has
We don't
in
know
store.
What God has in store.
Keep the faith.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm Jamie Alexander, and you can find me on Instagram at Jamie Alexander.
And follow me at all the things at Sally Hangout, your favorite Afro-Latina. I love you guys.
All right, y'all. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.